The Green Army is on the march to improve local environments and to provide young people with opportunities for the future.
On the banks of the Georges River, Prime Minister Tony Abbott and the Environment Minister Greg Hunt announced the first round of Green Army projects on the weekend.
Today we're really announcing two things. We're announcing our five national providers, and secondly, it's 196 projects around the country. So they are things such as this Georges River Recovery Plan, which starts with eight projects this year, another six projects next year, and it's working on cleaning up the local environment, giving young people opportunities, and at the end of the day, leaving things better for 20 and 30 and 50 and 100 years.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt. The scheme will see about 2,500 17 to 24-year-olds working in the first year, with the goal being to grow to a 15,000-strong workforce in 4 years. The rate of $10 to $16 an hour that they'll be paid has drawn criticism for being lower than the minimum wage. But Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the hourly rate is in line with trainee wages.
This is not a work for the dole project. I want to stress this. It's an environmental traineeship. That's what it is. Wage rates range from about $10 an hour to about $16 an hour. It's the same sort of money that people would get if they were doing any other traineeship in any other field.
Not-for-profit regional group training organisation Skillset in Bathurst has been tasked with recruiting and running Green Army groups across inland New South Wales. Skillset will also have a role in overseeing applications to run the projects in New South Wales and Queensland. Operational manager Ashley Bland says that he's very optimistic about what the Green Army will be able to achieve.
Look, we're really excited about it. Having been involved in its predecessor Green Corps back in 10 or 15 years ago, we've seen that it can do some really terrific things.
What is your understanding of what the Green Army is meant to achieve?
There's no doubt the social component is a really strong component to it. So you've got young people aged 17 to 24. For some of these people, they're testing to see whether they actually want a job in the outdoors, and they're getting an opportunity to train. They'll get some really good foundation skills in conservation and land management, first aid, workplace health and safety. The other one is just what can be achieved when nine people and a supervisor get stuck into a project. You can plant enormous amounts of trees, build boardwalks, fix tracks, restore buildings, paint old things, all these things that councils and community groups and land care networks around the place struggle to find people to do.
And Mr Bland has rejected criticism that it's essentially a work for the dole scheme.
The people who are on the Green Army teams have been interviewed and have decided to be there. They're not being forced to be there. It's like a job that they've applied for and they want to be there. So that's a really important distinction right up. I guess in terms of where they end up with their careers later on, a lot of that, quite frankly, comes down to, you know, what opportunities are out there. And, you know, I'd be backing that a lot of these people will end up working in the agricultural and rural sectors. Certainly the skills that they'll learn, turning up for work, learning to get along with other people in the workplace, doing some structured training, all of that sort of thing will give them skills that are very transferable to other fields.
The Green Army will team up with community groups like Landcare and local councils to work on projects. The federal government has committed $525 million over 4 years to the Green Army scheme, after slashing close to $500 million from Landcare. Mr Bland has recognised that this will pose challenges.
There's no doubt that the land care networks are a bit under the hammer at the moment, a bit depleted. We would hope to see that the 20 million tree program and the land care programs that we were about to see unfolded will help in that regard. But there are also a lot of projects that can be done that don't necessarily require a lot of resources in terms of materials. And they might be things like seed collection and propagation, track building, signage projects, that kind of thing. We're hoping that we can work with Landcare around some more collaborative and innovative approaches in the short term, while the rest of, you know, the more typical Landcare work gets more funding behind it.